Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show, 800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. 26 days, Americans held hostage. They're behind enemy lines. But in just, 5 days from now, the race to recall Gavin Newsom. Now, of course, there's been early voting that's been going on for weeks, and millions of ballots have been sent out. You got Kamala Harris. We won't let what's happening in Texas and Georgia happen in California. Here's what she said.
They think if they can win in California, they can do this anywhere. But we will show them you're not going to get this done. Not here, never.
She is a horrible candidate, by the way. So I'm watching, we actually aired this on Hannity last night on television, and it's enough to make anybody's stomach turn. Gavin Newsom refused to condemn the racist Democrat who assaulted Larry Elder. He had literally the LA Times using language, I don't even want to repeat, race language about Larry Elder. And I'll give him a chance to respond in a second, but listen to this one in particular, anti-Larry Elder protester shouting that all these attacks against him.
You get that sovereign piece of- I don't understand that. Here's a man that don't even like his own people and running for governor. For what? He has 1 year to do if he even wins. He can't do. He wouldn't be able to get nothing done. So why is he running? Democrats control everything. He couldn't get nothing done.
Larry Elder now joins us with just, 5 days to go. It's next Tuesday, the election, the 14th in California, the recall. Question one, do you want to recall Gavin Newsom? Question two, well, who do you want to replace him? And Larry Elder's winning by double digits. He joins us now. How are you, sir?
Well, Sean, I'm feeling the love. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you back. I watched yesterday in particular. You know, liberals have horrible aim, by the way. I've seen this before. Ann Coulter once used that line when a guy tried to throw a pie at her and missed. But right. It's dangerous out there. But this would be the biggest headline in every newspaper about how angry the left is if, in fact, it happened to be, you know, a Democrat.
Well, of course it would. And, you know this double standard. You and I have been talking about it for decades. If I were a liberal and somebody wearing a gorilla mask, white woman threw an egg at me, they'd be yelling and screaming about systemic racism, foundational racism, endemic racism, overt racism, yada, blah, et cetera. But when it happens to a black Republican, nobody cares. And again, Sean, you know me. I don't play the race card. I'm not asking people to vote for me because I'm black or against me because I'm black. We're just talking about the double standard here. The other day, there was a front page article about me in the New York Times. It was negative. It never once mentioned that I'm black. Never once mentioned that I'd be the first black governor of California. Again, I'm not making any kind of big deal out about that. But on the very same page, right across the page, was a big article about, quote, the first female governor of New York, close quote. Even though she didn't run and win, she succeeded to it because Cuomo stepped down. They made a big deal out of her being the first female. But I'm not even mentioned. My race isn't even mentioned in the New York Times. This is the kind of double standard that you and I have talked about for a long time. And one more quick point, Sean, before you jump back in. You mentioned all these outsiders trying to federalize this race, whether it's Kamala Harris or Bernie Sanders or Barack Obama. Nobody has uttered the following words, Sean: Gavin Newsom has done a good job for California. Nobody says that, because they can't on crime, they can't on homelessness, they can't on the way he shut down the state in a more severe way than did the other 49 governors. They can't on the declining quality of our public education. They can't talk about the fact that for the first part of this year, more businesses have left California than have left all of last year, and the rate at which businesses are leaving California is twice the rate at which they've left for the last 3 years. They're not saying any of that. They're just saying this is a Republican takeover, outsiders are trying to take over the Republican, the California dream, yada, blah, et cetera, because they cannot defend the record. I just want to hear one of them say Gavin Newsom has done a good job. Nobody's coming close to saying that, Sean.
You know, the LA Times has played the race card against you, and I don't know how deeply you want to get into it, but I found it enormously offensive. I did a whole segment on, and then I had you on to respond to it. It's we watched this happen with the likes of Clarence Thomas and so many others. Right. If you're African American, you happen to be a conservative, I would say you're more libertarian conservative than anything else.
That's
you've
right.
always been you've always
That's
had right. libertarian leanings. And we've had minor disagreements on issues, but not major disagreements on issues over the years. But if anything, I've probably become more libertarian like you. But I mean, to compare you to the Klan and the Klansmen and David Duke, I mean, I just like, how far do these people go?
Well, it shows you again, Sean, they're out of ammo. The LA Times called me, quote, the black face of white supremacy, close quote. And when you have to go down that far, you got nothing else left. Again, 2 million people signed a petition to get rid of this guy, and a good third of them were the very people who voted for him just 2 years earlier. 63% of Hispanics did. Now the majority of Hispanics want him gone. How can this be a Republican takeover? The majority of independents now want this man gone. That's all they've got. Playing the race card, scaring people, saying don't vote for this guy because he'll do everything up to and including reenacting slavery. I mean, it's idiotic. Again, they cannot defend this man's record. A third of all small businesses are now gone forever here in California, many of them owned by black and brown and Asian American people that the left prizes up on caring about.
I've noticed that in this race, the amount of money that's flowing in from Hollywood and the radical, hard new Green Deal left is enormous to Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom's actions have shown that he's tremendously afraid. Gavin Newsom is in the process of giving, if I understand it correctly, at least 60% of the people of California, they're getting big checks now from the state of California. I don't know. Where I grew up in New York, Larry, if you paid out money to voters before an election like this and used taxpayer dollars to do it, I think a lot of ethical questions would be raised at the timing of such, and that the appropriate time would be after such a recall race, wouldn't it?
Exactly. Even the previous governor, a Democrat, Jerry Brown, criticized all of the spending. They're scared to death. And regarding Hollywood, you're right. Hollywood is now writing big checks. And it's interesting. Hollywood every year goes to Sacramento to get tax breaks so that they can stop so-called runaway productions while voting for the party that raises your taxes. This is the kind of hypocrisy that's going on in California, and people have had it. Independents have had it. Democrats have had it. Don't get me started on the public schools. 75% before COVID could not read at state levels of proficiency, Sean, and those levels are low, and math scores even worse. Half of all third graders could not read at state levels of proficiency. Again, math scores are even worse. 80% of the kids in our government schools in California, Sean, are black and brown. I only mention their race because the left prides itself on caring about that. And I've got a former state senator named Gloria Romero, a Democrat who's now crossed lines. She used to be the Senate majority leader, and now she's supporting me primarily over the issue of school choice because Hispanic kids are getting ripped off. They're getting the worst teachers, the worst principals, the worst bureaucrats, and the worst outcomes. And the route to leave poverty to get to the middle class, of course, is to at least finish high school, one presumably where you can read, write a computer grade level, and because of their substandard education, they're not getting it.
You know, it's the saddest thing because it's our national treasure, and it's not just California, it's universal. It's happening in every big city. And these are the cities and states that have been run by liberal Democrats for the longest period of time. Let me ask you about the COVID hypocrisy, because you had Gavin Newsom in restaurants when other people, other Californians weren't allowed, and businesses were shut down, but they weren't shut down for him. Schools were shut down, but not for Gavin's kids, who went to this prestigious private school that had in-person learning, but not for most California children. Just like his kids went to camp when most other Californian kids, you know, didn't have the opportunity to do so. And all he just says after each offense is, oh, I'm sorry, I should have thought about that.
Well, that's right. He shut down the state. He ignored the science, sitting up there with the lobbyists that drafted the mandate. They were not wearing masks while telling you to do it. They were not engaging in social distancing while telling you to do it. And you're quite right. His own kids were enjoying in-person private education, and he was exempting his own winery from the very mandate that shut down.
I forgot about the winery. Remind everybody about the winery.
Well, you know, Gavin Newsom calls himself an entrepreneur. Right. He's an entrepreneur who started his winery, a high-end winery, by the way, with Getty money. But he calls himself, an entrepreneur. He's kind of an entrepreneur, John. You heard the line, born on third base and thought he hit a triple. So my dad came to California without two nickels to rub together, started a little cafe, and got to the middle class. That's a hard story. But Gavin Newsom came from affluence. It lives in affluence while shutting down businesses. A third of all small businesses, as I mentioned, are gone forever. These are businesses owned by hardworking Black, Asian American, and Hispanic people, the kinds of people that people like Gavin Newsom pride themselves on caring about.
You know, the fact that they're trying to bring in every outside dollar they can into the state, and Obama into the state, and Kamala Harris back into the state, and Pelosi back into the state, and Hollywood trying to exert its influence, the amount of money flowing into the coffers of Gavin Newsom's campaign shows a real fear that exists. Now, the polls at different times have had him upside down and even. It seems like the latest polls have him on a little bit of a bounce. I'm not sure what to make of the polls in this particular race, but I have a question because I believe that a lot of states in 2020 didn't follow the laws where partisan observers watched the vote count start to finish. They didn't have good right. chain of custody integrity measures. They don't update right. voter rolls. A lot of states like New York, you don't need any photo identification or signature verification. I think every state should have that to ensure election integrity and confidence in results. How do you feel about the process that currently exists in California?
Well, I'm worried about it. I mean, you didn't add one other thing. You can also print your own ballot here in California. Believe it or not, you could print your own ballot. Now, what could possibly go wrong? We know about all the shenanigans that took place in 2020, and I'm asking people to go to electelder.com. We have a voter integrity project all set up there. If anybody sees anything suspicious, hears anything suspicious, knows about anything suspicious, go to electelder.com. We have our lawyers ready to file lawsuits right away. One of the reasons why lawsuits were dismissed in the 2020 election is because courts don't like to overturn an election, that they waited too long. They dismissed them on procedural grounds. We're filing lawsuits away whenever we hear of anything. So if anybody spots anything, go to electelder.com. And while you're there, Sean, have people throw a little something in the tip jar. My opponent has already raised $75 million. It is estimated he might raise as much as $100 million from the usual suspects. Teachers union, public sector unions, Hollywood, and big tech. So I'm going to need some help to make this somewhat of a fair fight.
Quick break. It's 5 days away. The recall, Gavin Newsom out in California. Can a political earthquake really take place? More with Larry Elder. Then we got Peter Schweitzer of the Government Accountability Institute. He's going to join us along with Eric Eggers, same institute. And then we're waiting for Biden's mandates on COVID. And it's 26 days, Americans held hostage behind enemy lines we will never forget. School's back in session. We're getting reports every day now, videos even, activist teachers out there indoctrinating, brainwashing young students. One teacher telling her students, turn off Fox News, that their parents are dumb. Young people being taught, America's not the greatest country that God gave man, as I believe. That America's racist, capitalism is evil, socialist indoctrination. That's a huge problem in schools. So the question, you're a parent, you're a grandparent, what can you do? Well, the best way is to teach your kids the values that you hold near and dear. Liberty, freedom, democracy, free markets, capitalism, principles, the golden rule, all of that.
Show the mainstream media loves to hate. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
I As we continue 5 days away from the California recall election, we continue now with Larry Elder, who's leading the field right now. There is one phenomenon is, and I think Donald Trump had a big part to play in all of this. There's actually a study that has now come out confirming it, and that is that the Democratic Party now is the party of coastal elites. There's no doubt about it.
That's right.
And the Republican Party, a study, by the way, performed by the New York Times, indicates those who hold an undergraduate, postgraduate degrees, live in these big cities, vote for Democrats by a combined 49 points. And those working Americans seem to now move to and break towards the Republican Party by larger and larger numbers. I see this in the demographic breakdowns. Hispanic Americans in California, African Americans in California, they seem to be breaking from the Democratic stranglehold that they've had.
Absolutely. There's been a war on, for example, the timber industry. Middle-class jobs have lost. War on the oil and gas industry. Middle-class jobs have gone. California used to be headquartered to all 10 of the top oil and gas companies. Now it's just one, Chevron, and they're increasingly putting operations in Texas. There's been a hollowing out of the middle class and of the working class. And when people in the middle class and working class leave, the number one reason they cite is they cannot afford the price of a home. The average price of a home in California, because of the environmental extremists that stop any development for any reason, jacking up the price, is $800,000. That's anywhere from 150% to 250% above the national average, if you make a fund the study that you read. These are middle-class jobs that are going out. And the elites can still afford to live here, even though California has the highest state income tax in the country, 13.3%. But when rich people leave, they also bring their tax base with them. Out of 40 million people living in California, Sean, only 1% pay almost half of the state income tax. And the state income tax is California's largest source of revenue. So when millionaires and billionaires that Bernie dismisses leave California, California is hurting. There's less money for schools, less money for highways, less money for the kinds of things government is supposed to do.
That's why now, for the first time in 171 years, you see a mass net exodus of people from California. And take that U-Haul from California to Texas. It's $2,500. Take it back from Texas to California. You're doing U-Haul a favor. You could probably get it for $300 or $400. Larry Elder, we're going to be watching 5 days away, but it's probably going to take a month to get the results. But we'll be watching out in California. Good luck, and we appreciate your time, and wish you the best on Tuesday for sure.
Thanks, Sean. God bless.
God bless. 800-941-SEAN, toll-free telephone number. We expect Joe Biden, with his new COVID mandates, his sick point plan that he's been planning forever, now with a 300% increase in cases compared to what we had last year. Wow. Imagine if Trump was president.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, 25 now till the top of the hour, 800-941-SHAWN. If you want to be a part of the program, we expect at the top of the hour that Joe Biden, I guess, he doesn't like to work at night. I don't think he hasn't done a nighttime press conference. They had a hard time adjusting his peak cognitive hours during the campaign, if you recall. If there was a debate, if there was the DNC convention speech, whatever it happened to be, he'd disappear for 6 days. And I said at the time, I said, they're adjusting his peak cognitive hour to the 9 p.m. hour only, you know, as a means of being prepared for the big moment that he has to rise to the occasion. Because he certainly doesn't have the energy. Let's be honest. He's weak, he's frail, and he's a cognitive mess. Anyway, joining us with some insight, he's been following this very closely, Peter Schweitzer, president of the Government Accountability Institute, host of the DrillDown.com podcast. Eric Eggers is with us, vice president of the Government Accountability Institute. He's a co-host. These two work together 24-7, I guess. Yeah. But, you know, here you got two top officials at the FDA resigning in protest over this booster shot or third dose of the vaccine. You know, and this then gets to the question of Fauci, which we now know he lied about pretty much everything. And he knew a lot that he didn't tell the American people from day one. And he was conflicted on the issue of coronaviruses from day one. And now it's all there. And we'll get to The Intercept and we'll get to the emails in a minute. But what's your take on these two FDA officials resigning, Peter?
Well, it's interesting, Sean. You know, the claim, the argument from the mainstream media when Donald Trump was president was that he was politicizing the process, you know, about the vaccine, which really wasn't true. He was just trying to speed up the process. The reason that these two FDA officials are resigning, based on the reporting from Politico and others, is precisely because the process is being politicized by the Biden administration. In other words, they're not convinced, they are not certain, they are not confident in the idea that these booster shots are necessary or effective. They don't know how healthy they might be. They don't like the fact that the Food and Drug Administration is being pushed to essentially approve this process, and they've resigned as a result. You know, the fact of the matter is, Sean, that Joe Biden, when he was running for president, made it sound so simple. He was just going to effectively snap sort of the bureaucratic fingers of the federal government, and they were going to fix all these problems. We know that the COVID situation is a lot more complicated than that, and now that it is continuing to be a problem that's unfolding, all the new cases you talked about, he is pressuring the medical professionals in the government establishment to try to get them to push things through to basically save himself politically. And that,
to be fair, so far with these breakthrough cases, people were warned about that possibility. But with these breakthrough cases, the odds are still very likely that you won't be hospitalized if you're fully vaccinated, and that you won't die if you're fully vaccinated. But it doesn't go into a whole host of other complications that some people have had. One of the things that bothers me the most about this, and Peter, I've been very clear. I'm telling everyone, take this sucker seriously. I know people that have died. I've seen the worst of this virus. I know people that have survived ventilators barely after 40 days and have been right at death's door. And so, but I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to play it on radio or television in spite of all the pressure brought to bear on me to tell everybody what to do. I'm only urging people to take it seriously because I love my audience, to do their own research, take into account their unique medical history, their current medical condition, talk to their own doctor or doctors and medical professionals they trust, and then they're going to have to make their own decision on what's the right decision for them. I also believe in medical privacy, and I believe in doctor-patient confidentiality. I guess that's an antiquated view in America. But the reality is there are people with very rare conditions that can't, for whatever reason, take a vaccine. I've interviewed a number of those people. They never talk, it seems, about therapeutics. Then you have the whole other issue about, well, if we're following the science, the Cleveland Clinic, highly prestigious medical university, says if you had COVID, you don't need any of the vaccines. Are we just going to ignore that science because it's not convenient to one particular narrative about the vaccine? We'll ask you, Eric.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we've explored in our research at GAI and on the podcast is a perverse incentive structure. Nobody wants to be anti-science. Everybody wants to be as safe as possible, but let's also be as intellectually honest as possible. And when you look at the dramatic profits that some of these big pharmaceutical companies have made since the COVID era began, since this push for vaccines, you know, I think it begs the question of why some of the remedies and some of the things that people don't seem to make much money off of are dismissed, when the things that people, these big pharmaceutical companies that obviously are incredibly influential politically and otherwise, when they're making money off those, they seem to be not only pushed but now renewed. And as you noted, we need this third booster shot over apparently the very vehement protests of FDA officials who've resigned, right? I mean, I think it begs the question of, hey, like, let's do what's in the best interest of the people, not just what's in the best interest of the corporation.
You know, we've had this phenomenon of breakthrough cases. One of the things that has frustrated me in this whole process is most people, as I could tell you in New York, especially throughout 2020, were told, okay, you have COVID, you need to do contact tracing. You need to go home, isolate yourself from your family. Okay. If you get a temperature, take Tylenol to lower your temperature, check your oxygen levels. And if it goes below, 90, if it goes 90 or below, you need to go to an emergency room. Most people run into lung problems anywhere between days 6 and 10. And by the time that it results in a decrease in their oxygen level, the damage has mostly been done, Peter. And I've interviewed many doctors, many trained at Harvard, many like Dr. Farid or Dr. Reich, who was trained at Yale Medical School, or some of the best, most prestigious medical institutions in the country. And they've been strong proponents of therapeutics like Regeneron, the anti-colonial antibody treatments, infusions. I know Ron DeSantis set up centers all across Florida, but nobody ever talks about that either. I know a 74-year-old man that was tested positive. He was not vaccinated. He got the infusion of Regeneron at Emory University Hospital in Georgia, and he felt like a new man in 48 hours, and he was fine. Same with his wife, also unvaccinated. I have a friend of mine in my town where I live in New York, fully vaccinated, had Regeneron infused in 24 hours, and he was fine too. So nobody ever talks about that science that seems to exist. Everyone wants to talk about, you know, ivermectin and HCQ. There's numerous studies, starting with the Henry Ford study about HCQ, and taken early, 84% effective in mitigating some of the side effects of COVID. That's right there, the science. The Cleveland Clinic science that I mentioned. Ivermectin, okay, yeah, they do use it in animals. That's the animal version. But the human version won the Nobel Prize for Medicine in 2015. And the fact that it might have crossover appeal by some doctors, I'm not a doctor. I just don't, that's not my area of expertise, Peter. I'm not going to tell people what to do.
No, I think you're exactly right, Sean. Look, if you look at how we got the vaccine in the first place, it was not a top-down government effort. It was the work of scientists and researchers at pharmaceutical companies and government agencies. The point is, I think what frustrates a lot of people about the way that Dr. Fauci has been handling this is this sort of top-down mentality that he is the one that has all the truth and all the information. And the fact of the matter is that there are lots of possible aids that can help people get through this terrible illness, that can take off some of the effects of the illness. You're exactly right. People need to take this deadly seriously and not just sort of fluff it off. But the frustration that people have is that when you have this top-down approach that Fauci has had, and he reverses himself 180 degrees from something he said maybe 2 months ago, it leads people to distrust what they're being told. I think he and the American people need to have a lot more faith and recognize that there are lots of smart people in this country that have solutions, and this top-down government approach is not ultimately the way that we're going to get through this pandemic together.
Well said. Eric, let's get your take on that.
Yeah, and I just think, in addition to what Peter said, I think the politicization of what the solution should be, I mean, people think that the Republicans have been politicizing it, but in Florida, where we live, I think the opposite's true, right? You mentioned that Governor DeSantis has been promoting Regeneron as in a treatment to be had in lieu of or in addition to the vaccine. And unfortunately, despite the many examples you've listed, the many examples that we all know personally of success, that is sort of dismissed. And instead of being touted as somebody that's advocating a life-saving treatment, Ron DeSantis is criticized by both the media and the people that are running for his job as not being pro-vaccine enough, not pro-Fauci enough, right? Not abiding by the guidance that the CDC says this week. Who knows what they'll say next week, but this week, if Governor DeSantis or anyone else, you know, dares to be intellectually honest and stand for something that isn't the politically expedient maneuver, regardless of what the science says, then they're criticized, and that's unfortunate, but we're seeing it right here in Florida. But we're thankful for the people that are willing to advocate solutions regardless of the political implications.
Quick break. We'll come back more on the other side. Peter Schweitzer, Eric Eggers, awaiting Joe Biden's presser, supposedly at the top of the hour. Based on past history, it could be hours later. Continue. Peter Schweitzer, Eric Eggers, both with the Government Accountability Institute. You know, this is where it really bothers me. You know, imagine, how do we get up 300% COVID cases from last year? How is that possible? What have they done wrong? You know, now it's going to be, we're going to have one size medicine fits all. Well, I interviewed a 19-year-old girl that in 2019, Peter Schweitzer, that got a vaccination. And she was paralyzed for over a month. Her dream was to go to BYU in Hawaii. This is not a BYU rule. This is a state rule in Hawaii. And she couldn't get a medical exemption because of her unique medical condition that prevented her from taking a vaccine and go to the school, even though she was perfectly willing to socially distance, mask, follow all the rules and all the protocols out there. You know, what do we do when people are trying to follow science? And I believe in science. I even believe in the science of vaccination. I just don't agree that I can tell people what to do because I'm not their doctor. I mean, do you think I'm qualified to tell people what to do with medicine, Peter? Let's be honest. No, you don't, because I'm not.
Yeah, and but here's the important thing that you recognize, Sean, which is that there are limitations to what you know, and you don't want to compel other people to do things when there's some ambiguity. So, you know, for example, you mentioned the Cleveland Clinic study about people that have had COVID in the past, that their resistance to the disease is greater than those that have had the vaccine. They're better off. The problem is that science is in the Cleveland Clinic study. There's been studies out of Israel and elsewhere that confirm that. These are bona fide, peer-reviewed medical studies. That's essentially ignored by the Biden administration and the CDC. The point being that they want to mandate vaccines, and there's no exemption, even if you can show that you had COVID and that you have, I think what they call T-cell immunity, which is you had it and you have resistance to it. You're, in a sense, in a better position than somebody who hasn't had it, but they're not allowing those exemptions. It's the sort of typical thing we get from government, unfortunately, which is one size fits all. And I think the bottom line, Sean, you've said it before. I certainly believe it. You've got to take this disease seriously. There are some really powerful tools like the vaccine that can be brought to bear. But this notion that the government basically wants people to be quiet, to fall in line, listen to exactly what they say. Don't listen to somebody from Johns Hopkins. Don't listen to somebody from the Cleveland Clinic. It's part of the reason we have people now that are distrustful of what Fauci is saying. He's changed his story. He's not been honest in his testimony.
He's not been honest. He wasn't honest, and he was told on January 31st of 2020 that it looked like this virus was manipulated in a lab. The frenzy of emails that were revealed that he was scared to death it would be discovered that the NIH funded the Wuhan virology lab, and that gain-of-function research and coronavirus studies he knew was taking place there. And now, of course, the 900 pages released by The Intercept expose all of Fauci's lies. It looks like the American people helped fund the gain-of-function research that led to the coronavirus from the Wuhan virology lab that we were paying for. But God forbid he gets charged with lying under oath. All right, Peter, thank you. Peter Schweitzer, Eric Eggers, thank you both. Quick break, right back.
You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno, and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members, and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.